Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
We appreciate those. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. We praise those that are listening all around the world to tune in, because normally they tune in for the broadcast. We want them to know we appreciate them, regardless of where they're from, what race, color, or creed. We appreciate you to come and listen to us, but you could go listen to somebody else.
Amen.
We appreciate you and those that own some. All right. It always does me like this when I hear that good news. So let me just settle down.
It ain't gonna last long.
Especially every blessing. I could have played that again.
Uh-oh.
Ain't gonna do it. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you today. How excellent is thy name in all of the earth. Your name is a strong tower. Your name is greater than any name. The God that made the heavens and the earth, whose son, his only begotten son, that if we believe on him, we shall be saved. We thank you for your son. We thank you for the gospel. We thank you because we're all alive today, this morning.
Amen.
Blood still running warm in our bodies.
Yes.
Now bless us this day. Take us through even this cold weather. Cover us. Bless us. Because we know you're the blesser. And we thank you in spite of the cold. With all these blessings in Jesus' name, give us a word for this week that we may carry on. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just before I enter into the Word of God, I told y'all last week, I believe it was last week, about my brother who I hadn't seen in years. He just, one of those types that just stayed off to himself. He didn't even get close to his family. But that's all right, too. But you never know who hands you going to end up watching over you, who had to be your power of attorney, or anything, like you being way distance from them. You never know who had to see you through in the end. So, I wanted him to be moved from the place that he was in. It wasn't a place where you take care of somebody who don't walk, because he can't walk. He needed 24-hour care. So I called the lady over the rooming house, and I told her, you know, one thing, she's just not meeting me, but I don't mix my words, I don't play no games, I don't have time to waste. I said, he needs to be moved. So I'm just giving you a heads up what I'm getting ready to do. I said, I can't do it, but be honest with you, because that's all I know how. I'm not going to play. I said, unless you get to know me, you'll see, ain't a lot of game player. She said, okay. So, he had to go back into the hospital. So he got in the hospital, and I was told, made a couple calls to go down to this place. As a matter of fact, it's a block from the welfare agent. What is it? Department of Aging. So I went in there. I couldn't sleep out of that neck. It was heavy on my mind. He go back there, that you can't go back there. So we prayed about it. I went there, I met a nice young white girl. She was very nice. Went into the room and I started giving her the spiel, and she said, where's he at now? I said, he's in the hospital. She said, well, I can't fill out the form yet. You can sign everything. I can't submit it until they get out the hospital. I said, but I don't want him to go back to the place from which he came. She said, but when he get out the hospital, you call me, then I'll submit the paper to find him a place to go. Still wasn't comfortable with that. went on, tossed and turned. Got up the next morning, went to go visit her. And I remember I'm waiting on her to get the paper to place him somewhere. So I knew he couldn't do it because he was still there, so I'm caught between two. So went to the hospital, went in the room. A nurse and the other young ladies in there had them cleaned up and eating breakfast. Woo-woo. So I said, can you get over to the social worker for me? Black girl said, I'll call him. I said, call him. Before she even called him, I knocked on the door. Guess who it was? I said, can I talk to you? I was surprised, but I didn't want him to know how surprised I was. I'm calling for you. You already remember that. Pray though. See, sometimes we think we're gonna do something, but God said He's gonna do something different. Right, he knows what was on my mind. So we started talking, and she said, oh no, he ain't going back to that place. I said, look at this. I said, you probably said anything. God had already done it. I said, God had already. I said, yeah, I'm running around here trying to do God's stuff, and He had already fixed it. I said, God, I'll thank you. So he ain't going back from where she came. So I'm waiting since I'm his POA. They call me. They say, okay, we had a couple places to accept him because the lady, she was to take it over for the social worker who had got to the next year while I was talking to by phone. And he said, Silver Spring. I said, hey, wait a minute. So you don't tell me where he's going there. No, he ain't going there. Everybody heard about it. I said, man, I don't know where you've been, but in the black community, we know about Silver Spring. That's no. Right. I'm just like, you know, she ain't let me know nothing. I said, matter of fact, when I met you, you had a little attitude. Let's get this thing straight right now while we're on this phone.
All right.
I said, I don't know why you had it, but I ain't the one to make you have an attitude. I don't know what's up about that.
Right.
Yeah, boy. Well, I'll look some more. I said, you look some more. I ain't sitting there for that though. I refuse to let you see him there. So Friday, the Lord dealt with me. He said, call him back. But this was on Thursday. I said, yeah, how you doing, man? I said, this is James, brother. Yeah. I said, listen, I need you to help me get my brother in a nice place. I said, this is a place I know, 76 and Brown, did right the street from my house. I said, then there's one on what's that street? Bradley. I said, that's a nice one out there, too. I had uncles out there, people I know. That. I said, so it's a nice one. I said, but don't give me these dumps. I said, listen, man, please help me get my brother in a different place. I said, he ain't that young either. So who knows, how long he going to be. He can't walk.
Right.
He said, okay, well, I'll submit some more. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Alrighty.
See, I want to use to let him know, I said something to you yesterday, but today's a different day because I'm trying to let you know we need to do this. We need to do this right.
All right.
I ain't trying to tell you to do your job, but we need to do this right. So he said, okay, huh? So I'll wait on this call the next few days. The Lord gonna bless him with a nice prayer.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Let's go into the word of the Lord. Thank you for me. Psalms 23:6. My text is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, give God a hand, praise. Forever. Be dwelling in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, y'all been listening to these naysayers.
Okay.
They telling you that you don't have to go to church.
Excuse me?
Oh, y'all been getting whatever y'all going to Facebook and whatever, what all that mess they got out there? Facebook, what is it? TikTok?
Instagram.
Yeah, they ticking talking. Instagram, Snapchat. And, but the thing about these, that stuff that's out there, If you said something that they don't like or heard, they all jump me. Yeah. They ain't gonna jump me, I ain't playing that. You won't get the chance to do that to me because I tell you, if I had it, you won't get me in the mood because I'm cutting it off now. Uh-uh. You don't need other people to tell you their opinion about your life.
Okay.
But I heard through the grapevine, they said, no, you ain't got to go to church. All right. Now let me help y'all. Let me help y'all. The church is just a building where we come and worship and give God his praise. Let's make it clear, we are the church.
Yeah.
Right here, the church. But he gave us a physical church where we could come in and worship him in that place.
Yeah.
Now, I would say to you, to me and anybody else, I'm going to church.
Amen.
Because when I come to church, there's no place like this in the world. If you really got this thing, it's nothing like the church.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
So here's David talking about the church. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Forever. I will stay in the house forever. And rooted in God's house, God's presence, planted in his purpose, and committed to his ways. We come here to learn how God wants us to live, to learn his ways that he has for us. That's another good reason to come. I can't tell people whether they're on Zoom or wherever else, because if you somewhere or in your own house started ministry, that's the church.
All right, building that you're in,
because you have made that sacred. That's how we started. We started in our house. And then we grew our house, that's where we started. And it still was like coming to the house a little, but the house a little is a little different from your regular house, but that's still church. So for those naysayers that say you ain't got to go, this is what I tell them, when you just don't go, because you ain't trying to persuade me at all.
Amen.
I know what I'm going to do.
Amen, I do.
What the song said, I'm going to wait on the Lord.
In the house. Be a good church.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
Hallelujah.
I am rooted in God's presence, planted in his purpose, committed to his way. I don't visit the house, I dwell there. I come here to dwell, not just to be a passerby, be a visitor. I come here to stay until I close my eyes and go and be with the Lord. Ain't no devil in hell will stop me from coming to the church. And I ain't telling y'all, well, listen, especially on Sunday morning. You know, for some reason, since I, you know, don't work them, I try to sleep late as I want to. You know, I can do that now. You know, and I ain't got to put up with them folks like y'all had to put up. I did my time with them folks. So when I get up, I'm sluggish in the morning because I'm not a morning person anymore. So and even on Sunday morning, I get up and be dragging. But I'm telling you, as soon as I come into this house, everything changes.
Amen.
My spirit get up. I'm upbeat. It's just something about coming in this place. This is my home. My covering. My place of growth and rest. To stay in the house forever means more than a location. It's a lifestyle. This is our lifestyle. This is what we do. You know, like I said, make it do what it do. This is what you do. Because it does what it does. It do what it do. In the house of the Lord. Give God some praise for the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes when I'm talking to some of these sophisticated folks.
All right now.
They say, I can't judge what they are.
Okay.
I tell myself, I'm Jesus, folks.
All right.
I said it just like I said. I'm Jesus, folks.
Amen.
Now, if you want me to change, I'm not going to change it. That's what I am. I'm Jesus, folks.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus for.
Yeah,
you can take that ghetto, you can keep listening to that, but I'm still Jesus for. I ain't gonna change because you want me to say something hot different. I'm not gonna do that. Because we are Jesus folks, and we better know it. To stay in the house forever means more than a location, it's a lifestyle. The house is where we are shaped. It's where we are shaped, corrected, loved, and sent. We come here and we hear the word, and the word sometimes cut. And sometimes you can be sitting out there and you can say, Pastor, all in my business. I don't know about your business. God is in your business. That's one thing you better know about me. You can talk to me in private, you'll never hear it openly. I wouldn't even preach on it. Kind of message that. No. So you got to understand. Those who remain in the house learn the heart of the Father and walk in the inheritance of sons and daughters. We have an inheritance. We are a royalty. You might not think we are under royalty, but the people out there who never step foot in here don't know about the Bible. They just look at them people going down there to that throne down in the ghetto. Jesus is the way. You the main one should be coming because you don't know you're on your way to hell because you don't believe. You don't wish you had it. Got on board with Jesus, folks. So we have a great inheritance. Which we're going to get.
All right.
And he still blesses us down here.
Okay.
Some of the blessings I've seen, like with my brother and me and wife, all these been coming like every other week.
Hallelujah.
You know, we're coming up 60th and hit one of those cracks and tire going down, get right to the corner, they're going to place, to get the tire right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pull up in there, they fought with the tire, did everything they could. The guy, I know he wanted to give up in about 2-3 hours. Another guy came, looked like he had a half. We were sitting there all day long. And my wife said, you want to go to the bathroom? He's bathroom? She said, I went across the street and met a young lady in the store. I said, my wife, she wants to go. Yeah, she could come. I said, okay. I went back. She said, I can make it. The point is, they kept us over there so long. So the other guy across from the shop came over, told us to come over there. Then he lit up that thing with that fire in it and burnt it off.
Torch.
Help me. But I ain't torturing no. I don't do that kind of work.
All right.
I don't even do no mechanic work.
Right.
Missionary David know more than me about putting stuff together. I don't put nothing together.
Nope. No, no.
Y'all talking about put this together in this box. You got the wrong man. Now Danielle know how to put stuff together. I said, Danielle. I know you can fix this up. You're already pumping it here. I know you bad girl. You always fix something. She didn't look and go and fix it. I said, what'd I tell you? She said, girl, you a smart girl.
Do you or someone you know is in a domestic violence relationship? If so, please visit the Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center Division to enroll in the Nevermore Battles Prevention and Intervention Program. Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center aim to end and prevent intimate partner violence by addressing the motivation and behaviors of partners who are physically, sexually, and or emotionally abusive with their partners and or children. Nevermore provides services to men, women, and children through their classes and groups at no cost to the community. For more information on how to help with eliminating abusive behavior, please contact either Ms. Dorothy Howard at 414-349-8824 or Ms. Angie at 1708-368-0294.
David does not say, I will visit, I will pass through, or I will return occasionally. He says, I will dwell. This is not a moment. It is a mindset. Not a season, but a settled decision. Come hell or high water or both, I'm going to the house of the Lord. when I was out for almost a year. Listen, when I came back, I was at home. I couldn't stay at home like that. One Sunday went by. I said, a little bit too soon. Next Sunday went by. I said, next week I'm going to church. Kidney or no kidney transplant. I'm getting out of here. Because I just didn't feel, you know, I'm so used to coming to the house of the Lord to worship. You know, I just can't sit at home. And I've listened to y'all on Zoom, but that wasn't good enough for me. I got to be in the fellowship. I got to be in the presence of the saints and the people of God. Don't y'all know y'all are special people?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Now,
amen.
I didn't even get an offer to get a special offer for coming back. I didn't get that offer. Y'all hear that? I thought when I came back, they were lying about the door, and all I did is bring their gifts in and money in. I got here, ain't a soul got up and did nothing. Oh my Lord. Y'all see? I don't ask for much, but gee whiz. This is not a moment, it's a mindset. Not a season, but a settled decision. We have made decisions and we're settling that we will be in the house of the Lord. Some of y'all be breaking down the door. I know it's going to be over the corner. She's breaking down the door. She ain't here. She's somewhere in service.
Yep.
Ain't going to say her name.
She sit right off there, too.
See? So we love the house of the Lord. We love the people of God. There's no better people in my life than I have ever met but the people of God. In a generation that is always moving, AI, DeepSeek, ChatGPT, Gemini, switching and scrolling, God causes people to abide. They switching and scrolling, and Gemini and whatever it is, Facebook, and TikTok dummy, and all this unnecessary stuff they putting in their life. I got to listen, and some of them. I ain't never seen people that put their life out there like that. They go on Facebook showing you all their life. We had a banquet. And yeah, there was some. I wouldn't let nobody follow my life for nothing. It's too private. If I find out you put out that, I might want to talk to you. Don't put me out there on Facebook.
You better know it.
Now, I'm not down on you because you are. I'm just that's talking. All right, just throwing words in there. You do what you need to do.
That's right.
If you're on that, you stay on that. Ain't not for you. I ain't going to judge you, and don't you judge me.
Just don't put me
on there
with you.
Amen. We got it? They switching, scrolling. God causes people to abide. Dwelling is a choice, not a convenience. To dwell means to remain, to settle, to stay. David had palaces, battles, and responsibilities, but he still chose God's presence as home.
Yes.
Church is the place we gather, but the house of the Lord is the life we live. You don't dwell by accident. You don't dwell by devotion. The Lord has chosen you. We think we're sitting here looking all pretty, dressing up every Sunday. Like we, the Lord chose us to be here.
Yeah,
if you wonder why you're here, the Lord had already chose us from the foundation of the world to be saved and to come into the house of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Anybody down with it?
Yeah.
You're going to have to be down with it because it's coming to a point that we're either going to die or live. You're going to have to make a choice pretty soon. That's what it's coming to. Don't you see how the world going with this fella up in there? The ice and all that. Listen, if y'all ain't paying attention, he setting up his own little army besides the regular army.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
No, he ain't playing, and we better be playing with him. Now, if they tell us, y'all can't go down there to a church with him. Who said?
Right. Who
Trump? Who in that? I'm going to come down here. I'm going to see y'all come over there and serve until they put us out.
Amen.
When they put us out, come on, we're going to my house in the basement. We're still going to have service. Because it's coming down to the wire. You want to choose which way you're going.
All
right. You know how they say some folks that talk? They say, ain't do all that big talking. They ain't going to do nothing. You better watch that choir. No, you better watch that one talk like me because I ain't scared. If they're going to bring it, bring it. If you're going to tell me, if you don't take this, this is what happened to you. Well, you might as well kill me right here. We ain't got to go over here. Come here. Just do that. Now, I ain't choosing none of that. I ain't that foolish. I ain't that scared at all. I was built for this. The Lord is a life we live. You don't dwell by accident. You don't dwell by devotion. The house of the Lord is the place of presence. Throughout Psalm 23, David walks through green pastures, still waters, and dark valleys. Yet he is in the house of the Lord because the presence is the destination. In this time and day, people want provision without presence. They want blessings without belonging. But David understood everything is better when it flows from God's house.
Amen.
Forever speaks of security and eternity. David's confidence is bold forever. This is not a fragile faith. This is a covenant confidence. Through Christ, we don't just have access. We have assurance.
Yeah.
What grace started, God will finish. Your future is not uncertain when your dwelling place is secure. From temporary tents to eternal dwelling. David lived in tents, caves, and palaces. But his true home was God. Jesus echoed his truth. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. Earth is temporal, but God's house is eternal. I'm coming to you. I'm bringing it down. Our worship now is rehearsal for our residence later. When storms come, the well. When blessings flow, the well. When life changes, the well. Because goodness and mercy are not chasing visitors, but they are chasing us down. The followers of God. I am not passing through God's presence. I am visiting his house. I'm not visiting his house. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the presence of the Lord. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for all the days of my life. I will dwell in safety. For the Lord is my refuge and my dwelling place. I will not visit God occasionally. I will dwell with him continuously. I dwell in peace, not fear. I dwell in faith, not anxious. I dwell in the rest, not striving. The Lord is my house. His presence is my covering. His spirit is my atmosphere. I abide in Christ, and his word abide in me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me, because I dwell not wonder. I dwell today, tomorrow, and forever. I am in the house of the Lord. This is the house of worship, a house of healing, a house of order, a house of peace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Those songs have got me stirred up.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
In this house,
yes, Lord.
I am covered.
Yes, I am.
Corrected.
Yes.
And I am cared for.
Yes.
In the house, I grow.
Thank you, Lord.
In the house, I belong in the house. I remain. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Y'all see, I keep repeating that? Being in the house is not just the location.
Amen.
It's a posture. It means to stay. Planted, I stay submitted, I stay connected. Those who stay in the house flourish. The blessing is not just visiting the house, but remaining in the house. God's grace in the house, it flows. Instruction flows in the house. Protection flows in the house.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Make your presence our home. Teach us to abide, to remain.
Yes, Lord.
And to dwell in you.
Hallelujah.
We declare today.
Yes, Lord.
Always.
Hallelujah.
We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Forever.
Amen. Amen. Come on, give God some praise.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, Email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.